DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. German authorities have urged more than 15,000 people to leave their homes in the eastern German town of Magdeburg tonight as the Elbe River flooded and burst through a dam wall. Many streets and buildings in the capital city of Saxony-Anhalt were flooded and electricity turned off. At least 21 flood-related deaths have been reported in central Europe as the Donau, Elbe and Vltava rivers overflowed after a week of heavy rains. Hungarian officials say the crest of the flooded Donau River is expected to reach Budapest late Sunday night. The floods are the worst to hit central Europe in more than a decade. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed he will not give in to protesters. As demonstrations entered their 10th day, Erdogan told supporters the protesters were looters who had hindered Turkey's progress. Police again attacked protesters on Sunday with tear gas and water cannon. The demonstrations began as a campaign against government plans to build a shopping centre in one of the city's last green spaces. The protests have since grown into a public display of anger with Erdogan and his Islamist-rooted AK party. Three people have died during the protests, which began at the end of May. Switzerland has voted overwhelmingly in favour of tightening the country's asylum law. The law passed with 79% support from voters on Sunday. Among the most controversial revisions was eliminating military desertion as valid grounds to seek asylum. The decision comes as refugee applications rose to their highest level in Switzerland in more than a decade, due in part to the Arab Spring uprising. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The brother-in-law of Nobel Peace Prize winner Li Xiaobo has been sentenced to 11 years jail on charges of fraud. Liu Hui was convicted by a court in northeastern China of embezzling money as a manager of a real estate firm. Liu's attorney has accused the government of abusing its authority, saying the case should have been tried in a civil, not a criminal court. The charges, his lawyer said, were trumped up to punish the family for bringing unwanted attention to the Nobel Prize winner in 2010. Protesters supporting and opposing Lebanon's Shiite Hezbollah movement have clashed in Beirut outside the Iranian embassy. Military sources said a man opposing Hezbollah's support of the Syrian government was killed. He was reportedly a member of the small Lebanese Option Party. The party had called for a demonstration outside the Iranian embassy, protesting Hezbollah and Iran's support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Libyan Army Chief Youssef al-Mangous has resigned a day after unrest in the eastern city of Benghazi claimed the lives of 31 people. Violence broke out Saturday when protesters stormed a base that belonged to the pro-government militia Shield of Libya. The group is charged with helping to maintain security in the region. Germany, in a commitment to a civilian partnership with Afghanistan, has opened a new consulate in Mazar-i-Sharif. At the opening ceremony on Sunday, German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle said Germany would support Afghanistan beyond the planned exit of NATO combat troops from the country next year. In addition to the consulate, Westerwelle attended a ceremony opening a civilian airport in the area. German funding provided around 50 million euros for the project. Later on Sunday, Westerwelle was scheduled to meet with troops stationed at a nearby Marmel Bundeswehr base. To tonight's sporting action. Spaniard Rafael Nadal has won the French Open against his compatriot David Ferreira. The 27-year-old won 6-3, 6-2, 6-3 at Roland Garros. In soccer, Germany has taken on Spain in the under-21 European Championship in Israel, losing the game 1-0. The defeat eliminates them from the tournament. And in Formula One, Germany's Sebastian Vettel has won the Canadian Grand Prix for his Red Bull team. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. For Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany, I'm Jesse Wingard.